I have a set of booster cables in every one of my automobiles. Now, I don't have a large contingent of automobiles, but I'm thinking if I'm in one and my booster cables are in another one, amen, that's not going to do me a whole lot of good. So they're not very expensive. Then you can buy a decent set of battery jumper cables. We call them that in the South, jumper cables. Amen. How many knows we need to be jumped off? If somebody walks up, tells you, asks you, can you jump me off? You know what to do if you're in the South, right? Well, let me go get my cables. Amen. You're not going to jump off some ledge somewhere. You're going to go get your cables. So we got jumper cables. And I thank God that he has given me that awareness to know that I've got them in my wife's car. I've got them in my truck. Amen. I've got them in our van for Kevin. And you know what? I took it a step further. There was one night up here, and I this is one of those times I didn't have the battery booster cables in my van, and somebody needed jumping off. Let me just share something with you. The booster cables that you have in your automobile may not always be just for you. Chew on that a little bit. Amen. Sometimes it's not you that needs to be jumped off. Amen. But you need to be full and a battery that's completely charged up and a set of cables so you can jump somebody else off. Amen. Some people say, well, I don't need anything this morning, so I don't have to go to the church. I don't have to go to God in prayer. Let me tell you something. You may have the set of Holy Ghost jumper cables that somebody else needs to receive from you. Amen. When it's an obligation that we are our brother's keeper. Amen. So I told my wife, let's go to Walmart. I got to get a set of jumper cables. She said, you've got some in each car. I said, we need some at the church. Don't let me have to go out there and get them cables. Hello? Come on. I hope your battery's charged. I hope you charged it up before you came to church. Amen. If not, we got a set, amen, of Holy Ghost jumper cables that could jump you off before you go home. Amen. But I believe in being prepared. I believe in having the power of God readily available. Because we don't know when the battery's going to go down. We don't know when trouble is going to rear its ugly face. We don't know when those situations arise in our life. But if we are prepared by the Holy Ghost, if we are prepared by God's Word and God's commandment, and God's covenant, and we got it close. We don't have to go across the sea. We don't have to call somebody, say, can you get in touch with God for me? We have it readily available. How many's got the power of God readily available in their lives? Lord, give him praise. Hallelujah. It's not hidden. It's not hidden. We had to run somewhere and find those cables. Amen. We got them somewhere. Amen. How many of you ever made that statement? It's around here somewhere. We got some somewhere. Amen. Sister Penny's. And excuse me for using these earthly analogies, these natural analogies, but they seem to go hand in hand. Yesterday, Sister Penny said, I need you. You know, every time I need you means something I'm going to have to do. Every single time. She's never just come up to me and said, put her arms around and said, baby, I just need you. It's all, I need you too. How many husbands say, amen? I need you to pull the washer out, and I need to pull you to pull the dryer out, and I need to clean in from behind there. And my thought is, nobody's ever going to see behind there. A lot of Christians are that way too, you know. That don't need cleaning up. Nobody's ever going to see that. But I pulled them out. And I pulled the dryer out. And that little hose that has lint, she said, I need to blow that thing out. And I said, well, if I was you, I'd get a vacuum cleaner and blow it out that way. You know, get that shop vac that we got out there and hook it up. So I unhooked it and I said, baby, this needs more than blowing out. That stuff had adhered to the sides of that little coil. And I said, you know what? Let's throw that thing away and get another one. They're not that expensive. Just get one. And she says, you don't have one down there in your shop? And I got one of them. Then I got thinking, you know what? I did see one of them things. Oh, come on, who can get with me? I do remember one of them words from God. Come I put it somewhere. One of his promises, I know I run across it a couple of months ago when I was cleaning out the closet, and it's in there somewhere. And I said, you know what, now that you mentioned that, isn't it something that he had to remind me of something I had in my shop? That's a little scary, but anyway. So I go down there, and sure enough, I got one. Well, I couldn't get that thing to fit at all. It wasn't one of those insulators. I said, you know what, but I done trimmed and cut on that thing, and I said, throw that thing away with the other one. I'm going to Walmart and get one. And you know what I almost done, brother? And it went right out. Somebody said, brought two. Somebody don't have faith in the preacher to put one on, do they? No, that's an excellent point. I almost bought two. Because I know somewhere in the near future, my wife's going to say, honey, I need you. It's not drying clothes again. But I didn't. I bought one. I put it on, and thank God that it works. But having one readily available, amen, that is my point. So many times, we're not prepared. Things have been so cushiony. We have been so blessed and spoiled by the goodness and the mercy of God that when situations arise, they overwhelm us. We haven't been prepared. Man. Then we have to reach out. Amen. And so many times, rather than reaching out to God, we reach out to others. Help me pray. I believe in praying one for another. Amen. But let me just throw this out. What if you can't get in touch with anybody else but God? Come on, you need to keep Him readily available. You need to keep that Word readily available. Keep it close. Amen. Don't put it in a shop somewhere where you thought you saw it 3 or 4 months ago. Be able to put your hand on it. Amen. Be able, amen, to reach deep in the depths of your spirituality with God and your relationship with Him and say, you know what? I got something that makes me more than ready for the battle that I'm about to face. I got something. I got a relationship. I got the Word of God. And I've got His promise. And I've got His power through the Holy Ghost that's going to let me overcome any matter, any situation, any problem that may arise because I'm prepared by the Word of God. And I keep it close. Amen. I keep it close. Glory to God. I keep it at arm's length. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I keep it when I'm driving. Come on. Hallelujah. I don't lay it down in the pastor's study when church is over. Come on, I pick it up every time. Glory to God. On Monday morning, on Tuesday, all throughout the week. Amen. I keep it close. Amen. Because I want to be prepared. Amen. I want to be ready for the issue, ready for the problem, ready for whatever I face. And I know that He that is within me is greater than he that is in the world. And I count on that. And I rely on that. Amen. And I want to keep that spiritual battery charged. Amen. I want to plug it in every time I can to the Shekinah power of Almighty God, because I know that sooner or later I'm going to have to rely on the power and the presence and the Almighty sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah. Can you say amen this morning? It's not hidden. It's not hidden. Man, if it's not hidden, why don't we say, oh Lord, what am I going to do? Lord, I don't know which way to turn. We better learn what to do and better know which way to turn. Amen. And I want to turn to God in every matter. I want to turn to His leadership, His guidance, not hidden. Neither is it far off. Glory to God. It's not locked up in heaven. I thought it was unusual but very precise and, amen, a very thought-provoking analysis that Moses referred to. Because, you know, God led them through the wilderness journey, amen, through the pillar of fire and the cloud of smoke. And even though they were led by that, I believe some of them did not realize that the power of God could be close to them. And that the Word of God could be close to them. They had a leader, a spiritual leader, a God-anointed, God-appointed preacher, amen, and leader in the form of Moses, amen. God had told him and promised him, and I love this, amen, in that burning bush experience, God said, I am with thee. Glory to God. Not I will be or I was, but I am with thee. And I believe Moses took that and took God at his word. And I believe he knew that God was with him when he came to the Red Sea. Amen. When he came to the situation where they had no food and they had no water, Moses said, don't worry, because I've got a promise. Amen. I can tell you today, when you come to that spiritual Red Sea, don't worry. You've got a promise. When you come to that place where you can't get any spiritual food, don't worry, you have a promise. I am with you. I will be with you. Glory to God. Whatever situation, whatever circumstance, whatever problem, Moses instilled that into the people. Sometimes it was very difficult because the people began to be a rebellious and stiff-necked people, but Moses kept preaching the same thing. He says, I'm not locked up in heaven. Glory to God. I mean, he's thankful that we have access to God's Word. Amen. Glory to God. Can I remind you, be familiar with God's Word. Be dependent on God's Word. Amen. Be readily available to use God's Word. Because let me tell you, when Satan comes against you, the Word of God is stronger than anything that he has to offer. Glory to God. Jesus used the Word. Glory to God. We need to use the Word. It's not locked up in heaven. It's not across the sea. In fact, it is very nigh unto thee. Praise God. I know I laid my phone down somewhere. Honey, would you call me so I can find my phone? Don't look at me like I'm the only one that's ever done that. Dial my number, sweetheart. My phone is in this house somewhere. And I just hope and pray I didn't put it on silence. Amen. Glory to God. I know His Word is around here somewhere. Brother Eddie, can you call on the Lord and help me find it? Many times we got the phone and we're not calling the Lord, we're calling somebody else, and that's all right. Amen. But I want to call the Lord first. I want Him readily available. I want His Word so near me, amen, that I don't lose it, that I don't lay it aside, that I don't forget where I put it, amen. And let me tell you something, this holy written Word of God is precious. And I talked about the booster cables. I had a point that I forgot about, amen. I got more than one Bible. That's just me. I think I got one in just about every room at the house where I usually end up. I got them in my automobile. Glory to God. I got them in my hunting bag. Glory to God. Amen. I like to have the Word of God readily available everywhere that I go. But can I preach to you just a little bit this morning? Amen. Can I ask you to understand, what if you don't have the actual written Word of God readily available? Have you got it in your heart? Have you got it in your mouth? Have you got it in your mind? Is it ready? Is it available? Right now, whatever problem, whatever issue, I can rely on the availability of God's holy Word. Praise God. Yes, I love the Word of God. I depend on the Word of God. And I want to be familiar with the Word of God. He's just told them where it's not. Glory to God. Many times do we use that? Well, it's not here. I hate to keep using my wife this morning, but she is such a good example. Amen. She loves me. Amen. She loves me. And she's lost one of her coats somewhere. And we've hunted all over that thing. I can't figure out where it's gone. For the life of me, I do not understand where it is. Amen. But it's gone somewhere. Amen. We don't know where it is. and this cool weather, and she liked that coat. Amen. But you know what? We fixed that. Amen. Sister Karen bought another one as much like it as it possibly can. So it's serving the purpose. Amen. But the point is, some of those things that rely on so much are sometimes out of our reach when we need them the most. Amen. When we need it the most. When we can't make it on our own. When we can't do it with our own ability. We need God. We need, amen, His holy word. We need, amen, that precious promise that is within us. He said, no, it's not locked up in heaven. Thank God. No, it's not across the sea somewhere. He said, it is very nigh unto thee. It's very nigh unto thee. And then he goes on to express, it's in thy mouth. Glory to God. I don't think we realize the power of the tongue sometimes. It's in your mouth. Every promise, every statute, every commandment of God, it's in your mouth. Recite it. Claim it. Amen. Verbalize it. Speak it. Speak the word of God. It'll not only make you victorious over the situation, it'll just make you absolutely victorious. Amen. Sometimes speaking the word energizes me so much. Amen. To let me forget my problems, let me forget my trials, and let me know that I can depend on God, who's greater than any situation I'll ever face. It's in your mouth, congregation. Yes. Children of Israel, it's not far away. It's in your mouth. The promises, the word of God, His covenant. And this is what Moses was talking about. Keep His covenant. Keep His law. Understand what God has in store for you. And keep it close. Keep it readily available. It's in your mouth. Amen. As I begin to speak about the power of the mouth, so many times we use the strength of the mouth in a negative connotation rather than a positive connotation. So many times we speak the worst situation rather than the best situation. Too many times we're quick to condemn others rather than lifting them up and praying for them and encouraging them. You can basically make somebody's day or destroy their day in the power of the tongue, in the power of the mouth. And if you can destroy someone else's day, you can probably wreak great havoc on your own day when you begin to speak certain things, amen, in a negative tone rather than a positive tone, which means a tone of faith, believing and trusting God, amen, to be our Redeemer, to be our Deliverer, to be, amen, our one that gives us victory. It's nigh thee. It's nigh unto thee. It's within your touch. It's within your reach. And keep it in thy mouth. And then he goes on to say, and keep it in thy heart. Yes. My heart. Glory to God. We need to know the word of God. We need to apply it to our life. And we need to have it in our heart. I can't emphasize too much how familiar we need to be with God's word. Amen. How devoted we need to be to God's word, and how obedient we need to be to God's word and His commandment in every facet of our life. Not just when we gather together in a sanctuary to praise Him, but every day of our life. Amen. Be dependent on the word of God. Why? That thou may do it. That thou may do it. The word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. What that tells me is Moses is telling them, there are no excuses. God's word is nigh unto you. There's no reason that you should be overwhelmed. There's no reason that you should be down and out, because it is very nigh unto you. It is within your reach. It is in your mouth. It is in your heart. Amen. It is in easily grasp, amen, of whatever problem arises in your life. I have His Word. Amen. I have His promise. That, amen, makes me equipped, amen, for any circumstance that I may encounter in this walk of life. Readily available. The nearness of God's Word. Man, so many times we're flipping, trying to find the answer. And the answer is there. It's there. It's there for us to read. Amen. It's there for us to know. It's there for us to depend on. Keep it. Guard it. Never lay it down. Never hide it or lose it. Amen. Keep the words and the promise of God near our heart. Amen. In our spirit. Proverbs 7, 1 through 3. Probably you could quote it. My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple or pupil of thine eye. Bind them. Everybody say that. Bind them upon thy fingers. Write them upon the table or tablet of thine heart. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank God for sticky notes. I thank God for reminders. Amen. I have had sticky notes on the dashboard of my automobile before. I've had them in my pocket. Amen. So many times it is encouraging to me. Amen. Because you never know when you're going to need that Word of God. But if you've got that, amen, on the tablets, on the table of your heart, amen, within reach of your fingertips, amen, to depend on the Word of God, just like Solomon wrote in Proverbs, amen, write it on the tables of your heart. Know, amen, that you have access to God's Word. Not only in the Old Testament are we encouraged to do so, but in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter number 3, verses 2 and 3. Ye are our epistle, written in our hearts, known and read of all men, for as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshy tables of the heart. Amen. Brother, what was Moses referring to? What was the Apostle Paul referring to? Familiarity with the Word of God. Not just looking for it, trying to find an answer, amen, when trouble flares up, but being adequately prepared before that circumstance, before that issue, before that fiery trial that is to try you. Amen. How many know that being prepared is more than half the battle? Glory to God. Keep it close. Keep it close. Glory to God. I know that many of you are familiar with our situation with Kevin. And I'm going to close with this because it's just further an example of how that God can prepare us when we don't know the future, when we don't understand what we're about to face. This is probably a week or 10 days after Kevin was admitted to Eggleston Hospital, and Penny and I were taking turns sitting with him. I would sit with him during the day. She would come at night and relieve me, and she would sit with him at night, and then I'd go back home. And this was one Tuesday night, and I stopped. That's when we lived right behind Mom and Dad, and she had let me know that she was going to have dinner prepared for me. So I stopped and ate a little bit. Of course, my heart and my thoughts were at Eggleston Hospital, but I ate a little bit, and I went to my old bedroom where I grew up, and I said, I'm just going to go and read God's Word and go ahead and go to bed a little early. I'm kind of tired, so I go in there, and thank God there's a Bible still in my old praise God, and I reached over, and you know, I said, Lord, you know what I need. I just, depending on your Word, and the Bible just fell open, and it was 1 Corinthians 2 and 5, and I've often said, you know, every once in a while, just like in neon, and this wasn't highlighted, this like the neon letters just kind of jumped out of the page, and that's that my eyes focused exactly on 1 Corinthians 2 and 5, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man but in the power of God. Wonderful, wonderful, powerful message. One that really just kind of encouraged me, but never really figured that, you know, God, you know what you're doing. And it's almost like God said, you know, just close that, you know, and go on and rest and go to sleep. So I did. I closed my Bible after reading that first verse. And I closed it and I went to bed. And the very next day, Wednesday, after I went over and relieved Penny, she went home. And we were there. I think this is after she had already left. Let me get my story straight. And we had one of the nurses come in and said, the doctors want to see you in this, what they called a consultation room. And there was three doctors. I remember it very vividly. And they began to declare unto me the situation and the seriousness of Kevin's issues and his problems. And they prepared me, began to prepare me that there was maybe a 50% chance that he would not make it. And they used the word death. And this is the first time during that particular stay that any doctor or anybody had mentioned death. They had mentioned complications. They had mentioned it's going to be a long battle, blah, 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 this and all that. But the first time that they mentioned death. And thank God that there was a closeness of the Word. Thank God that there was a nearness of the Word. I didn't have to say, wait a minute, let me run and get somebody to go to heaven and unlock something scriptural for me. Or I didn't say, let me get somebody to run back to Villarica or across the sea. Amen, it was written on the tables of my heart. God knew exactly what I needed to hear on Tuesday night before I heard it on Wednesday morning. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men or what their professional doctors are telling you, but your faith should stand in the power of God. Hallelujah. They could only tell me what they saw. Amen, but God was telling me what He was going to do. Thank God we can rely on the Word. Amen. My point is never, never discount the fact that God is preparing you for something down the road. Let that Word be in you. Let that Word be in your mouth. Let that Word be in your heart. Have it readily available. Keep it close to you at all times. Man. Because God will never fail us. And He will never let us down. Thank God for His Word. Thank God for His promise. Amen. And thank God that He instills it into our hearts. Hallelujah. Can you just worship the Lord this morning? Can you just lift your hands and thank Him? Thank Him for every time He's heard your prayer. Thank Him for every time He's come on the scene for you. Every time He's been close. Every time He's been that very thing that you needed to hear in God's precious Word. Hallelujah. Would you stand? Every head bowed, every eye closed. God, help me keep your Word close. God, help me never to turn to the right nor the left, but be led by your commandments. God, adhere to your precepts and to your statutes, and to your promises. And God, to your faithfulness and to your love and to your grace and to your mercy. Let me bind them. Tables of my heart. God, let me bind them with my fingers, God, that they are readily accessible to your promises. Father, I pray that in this congregation today, you instill that with each and every person that is under the sound of my voice. That God, there's a lot of things we cannot rely on in this world, but we can always rely on your Word. And we're thankful for that. And God, as we prepare to close, I pray, if there's anyone here under the sound of my voice that needs a touch, that needs a refreshing, that needs a rededication, God, I pray that they would come forward at this time and we would pray in one mind and one accord on behalf of their need. Is there one this morning? This altar is open. If you need prayer, I promise you, amen, that God is readily available. If not, if you have your... just raise your hand and let this pastor know while no one's looking. While no one's looking around. God bless those hands. We're going to remember those in prayer. Before we dismiss, I'm going to turn the service over to Brother Jim. They want to anoint these shoeboxes. And if you're not familiar with this, this is something that the church has done year after year. And they go to the needy, they go to children, I believe, all over the world. Is that right? It's not just just a local church thing. It's a combination of churches all across America, and they put these things in. They put them on transfer trucks, and they take them out to people who are needy for children, basically, is what it is. And we want to pray and bless them that they will be a blessing to those that receive them, not only in the natural things that they receive, but they'll feel the love of somebody that's reaching out to them. So I'm going to turn this over to Brother Jim as we prepare to...